So we're up to page Reish Tzadi Aleph. Simen Tzadi Beis Halacha Dalid. Okay, so we pretty much conclude the sugya of Chaticha Nases Nevela by Basa B'Chalav. And now we're going to discuss, does this law of Chaticha Nases Nevela apply also to other Isurim? For example, Chelef, blood. Let's even talk about Pas Akum, Bishul Akum. Do you apply the rules of Chaticha Nases Nevela by other types of Yisurim? So here the Mechaber is very clear. It's Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. And we have to remember, even the Ramah that's going to disprove the Mechaber, there are many different, many leniencies in the Shita of the Ramah. But the Mechaber says something very, very lenient. Lo yamru Chaticha Atzma Nases Nevela. This principle that if a piece of meat becomes treif, becomes also because it has absorbed prohibited matter. In our example, it was a piece of meat absorbing milk, and the piece of meat becomes treif, becomes also, and now this piece of meat falls into a pot and gets mixed up in another pot. So the question is, do we need 60 times the entire piece of meat, or do we only need 60 times the amount of prohibited matter? So we learned that you need 60 times the prohibited meat, because once one piece of meat becomes asur, the entire piece of meat is viewed as a chaticha that has become asur, and we're now going to need 60 times the volume of that entire piece of meat in order for the other matter to be mutter. This principle is only true by basar b'chalav, avlo b'shar isurim, but it's not true with regard to other types of prohibited matter. For example, chelef, fat. If I have a piece of meat and it absorbs a small amount of fat, and there is not in the piece of meat 60 times that piece of fat, so that piece of meat certainly becomes osur. But if this piece of meat now falls into another pot, and in that pot there is not 60 times the number of the pieces of meat, the volume of the entire meat, but there is in the other pot 60 times the volume of the prohibited matter chela that originally fell on the piece of meat, it's going to be mutter. Kigoin kazayis chelev shenivlo bechaticha ve'ein ba shishim levatloi, and we do not have 60 times to cancel the chelev v'nesra, but the achar kach bishlo im acheros, this piece of meat subsequently was cooked with other piece of meat. Ein tzarech ela shishim kidei kazayis chelev. We only need 60 times corresponding to the chelev, not corresponding to the entire piece of meat. The oz, and in that situation, now here is a very, very great leniency, which is going to be the topic of much discussion. The oz, when it comes to chelev, afilu chaticha atzma chezeres liyos muteres, even the piece of meat itself will become mutter when it gets mixed into another pot. In other words, let's review very clearly. We have a piece of meat. Let's use the green. Let's use our example, the green and the blue. We have the piece of meat. Here's the green piece of meat. And we have this is going to be the pot. The blue's going to be a pot. And upon this piece, green piece of meat, a small amount of chelef, forbidden fats, fall and get absorbed. The entire piece of green becomes usr. Why? Because in the green we do not have 60 times the volume of the meat in order to cancel the small amount of chelef. So the entire piece of green becomes prohibited. Now, this green falls into the pot. The pot calling here the blue. And in the pot, we do not have 60 times the volume of meat, but we do have in the pot 60 times the volume of the prohibited fat. What happens to this piece of meat? The Mechaber says, not only is the rest of the pot mutter, even the green piece of meat is mutter.
Returns to kosher.
It returns to becoming kosher.
Does the green piece of meat help to leave the pot?
Yes, it does.
It helps
to mevatel, definitely, that's for sure. But the biggest chiddush of the Mechaber is not only does the volume of the green help to mevatel, not only does the pot help to mevatel, the green piece of meat itself will once again become mutter, because when it gets mixed into another pot, we assume that the flavor of the chelev is nispashed, it spreads throughout the entire pot and becomes mutter. And that is basically, that statement is a contradiction to what the Mechaber himself will say later on in Simen Kuf Hei. because there he discussed another situation of Hanan, and there the Mechaber says that at the very least the green piece of meat will remain Osir. So that's the topic of discussion right now. Let's see over here what it says in. Let's see the all of the Mefarshim. Let's start off with Ois Tes in the Tas. So we first started by taking note that the concept of Hanan only applies to Basa B'Cholav, according to the Mechaber, does not apply to other Isurim. The Tas says, El Basa B'Cholav, Hatam, Mishum, the Basa, what's the Lumnus? What's the logic why we are Machmir Hanan only by Basa B'Cholav? Hatam Mishum, the Basa B'Cholav, Kolechav, Ifne Atzmai Mutar, Verak, La'achash, Shenis Arvu, Hud Osir. It's because each one by itself is permitted. The combination is prohibited. That is a chiddush. That is an awesome chiddush. That you could have two things which are independently mutter, but when you put them together, it's explosive. You put them together, it is prohibited. That's very big chiddush. Therefore, kan ha-basar atzma nas iser. Therefore, here the basar has become osir. Rak la'achash nafal ha-cholav ha-lov shezich ha-iser ha-amar b'toira. Tahaynu iruv basar b'cholav. Ve'im ha-ichal chatzi zayis mi basar v'chad zayis mi cholav lo'ike. Ad kidei kach, that if you would eat a chatzi zayis of basar, chatzi zayis of cholav, the two joined together, they become osir. Ve'lechein tzarech shishim b'roitev levatel kol chatichah shenafal ha-leha tibas cholav. That's why you're going to need 60 times in the gravy to cancel every single piece of meat shenaflo lecha tipas cholov lesagi b'shishim neged atipas cholov. It's not just the milk you're coming to cancel, you're coming to cancel the milk and the meat, because only the two together creates a prohibited item. So therefore it's logical that you should need 60 times the entire object, because each one by itself is mutter. It's the combination that's also. So the combination becomes a complete combination of iser. That's the lumnus that's presented by Tosfos and Sdibur Maslo Beheshkadam and Chul and Dafkof. Mash engein b'shor isurim shenisare for isur atzma kegoin chelev bechatichoy sacheros harezet haruvus isur deraisa v'lo shaykh loymar b'zeh hanan. When it comes to other prohibited matter, a piece of fat which holds upon a piece of meat, so therefore the only thing we need to do is to cancel the fat. It's, the meat is permitted, therefore as long as we have it in total in the pot and the meat itself 60 times, it's going to be mutter. Kain kos v'magid mishnah perek tes milchus machus asuris soif chal lachaches shek rayin b'masha gesavti b'zeh lahalon simen tzadidal sif kon dalet b'shach. Okay, so therefore this is the first and very important yesoid of the Taz to understand the lumdis. The lumdis is when it comes to basa b'cholav, the milk is mutter, the meat is mutter. What creates the prohibition? The combination. So each one is essential to the equation. Therefore, when we want to cancel, we need 60 times the entire volume of the meat itself. But when it comes to Sha'ari Surim, the only thing that is prohibited is the fat. So we only need to work with the prohibited matter 60 times that, and that's sufficient. Okay, now we come to the major chiddush of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, but when it comes to chelev, if the chelev falls upon a piece of meat and the piece of meat becomes usher, so be it. But if that piece of meat now falls into a pot, and in that pot we have 60 times the chelev, not only are the other piece of meat in the pot mutter, even the original piece of meat becomes mutter once again. Why is that so? So the Taz says, Hatam, the kevan since. She'ein, we do not say Hanan b'shari surim. Lefichach, therefore, kol she'yesh shishim kineged achelev habalu aba. If we have 60 times the chelev is absorbed, nispatol u'isel muteres afilu hachatich ha'atzma dekaimolon b'shari surim afshol soich toy muter. Okay, so here he introduces this term. This is a very popular term in Yeridea. Efshar l'soich toy. If you can squeeze out the iser, the piece of meat is osir because it has absorbed chelev, but by taking this and putting this into a massive pot, of course this happened, this only where it happened after the fact. You're not allowed to do this lechatchila. Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. It's called efshar lesoichtoi. You're squeezing out the prohibited matter when this gets mixed up in another, in the larger pot of status 60 times. Now, Aval Gav, now here he goes and he points out the contradiction. Here's where it gets fun. Okay, on the next page, we're up to now the top of the page, Reish Tzadi Beis, the top of the Taz. Afal Gav, even though, the Amechaber Gufa Kosam Lekamon Reish Simen Kuvav, Dechaticha Atzma Asura, V'chucho Emes. Later on he writes, in exactly this case, that the piece of meat is going to be Asur, in the Simen Kuvav, and he writes in parentheses, V'evsher behevsem ruba yesh lahachmir, he's going like the tour. There are two different principles. Case Koloimar af shorty sum loy armin khatikhnas nevela ella bottle shishim vi af mikhain khatikhatsma su de kaimon krab de abstol sorte aser. So the Taz gives us a very balabatish answer. Okay, the Taz, the ultimate lamdan, is giving us a very balabatish answer to explain the difference between what it says in Simin Sadi Aleph and what Sadi Beis and what it says in Simin Kuf Kuvav. It's Machloikis Rishonim, Machloikis the Tor. Who are the names in the Ran? The Tor is in the name of who is the Tor, wherever. It's Machloikis Rishonim, two different Shittas in the Rishonim. Here, for whatever reason, he's presenting one Shita in the Rishonim. Chanan, the Efshar L'Soichtoi Mutur. If I can take this piece of meat and put it into another larger pot, and in that larger pot there's 60 times the prohibited matter, we could say that it's squeezed out, it spreads, it dissipates throughout the entire pot, and even this piece is mutter. And in Simen Kuvav, for whatever reason, he's following a different shita in the Rishonim, Efshar L'Soichtoi Osir. Once the prohibited matter gets absorbed in the piece of meat, there is no way we can get it out. The only question is going to be, will it prohibit the other piece of meat? And that the answer is no, but at least this piece of meat is mutter. Machlaikis, it's Machlaikis Rishonim. In one place he follows one shita, in the other place he follows another shita. I guess he means to say they're both legitimate. Halacha l'maisa, you should be machmir, but b'shas hatchak b'di'eved hefsid meruba. When you have you're looking for heterim, there's grounds to be lenient. This is the Taz's answer to the classic stira in the Mechaber Simen Sadi Beis Simen Sadi Vav. Yeah.
It says zayis of chaylev. So would be here.
So that was another discussion we had not that long ago, that when the Mechaber says Kazayis, it's Lav Dafka. Some say the only reason why he said Kazayis was for Malchus. He wanted to focus on the Malchus. The Rambam did not say Kazayis. I don't remember the details, but this itself is an entire topic. Entire topic of discussion. Why did the Mechaber use the word Kazayis when seemingly it's also B'mashu? The same Allah would apply even when the Mashu of Chalif would fall. Right, over here again he says Kazayis. You're right. I don't know. It's not only by the case. Here we're dealing with Kazayis of Chalif. So why did he say Kazayis? I guess you have to go back to the previous sugya when he spoke about also a kezayis of cholov, of milk. I don't remember exactly, but that's a good point. I don't know more than that. Okay, now let's go and see what it says in the shach. Okay, so starting with os yud. Okay, os yud in the shach. Lo yamru chanan. Chaticha atzma nasis nevela ella bebasav v'cholav atan mishum debasav v'cholav kolecha mehem mutu b'fnei atzma k'virak lachash nesavu aser hilchach kan habaser atzma nasis iser kishenaf lachcholav olav shezel iser amar b'toyer the hainu erev basav v'cholav mashenkin b'shoyisrim. Over here we have each one is also b'fnei atzma. When the two of them combine together, therefore each one has to be canceled because each one was originally mutter. Each one contributes to the prohibition, so each one needs to be negated, needs to be canceled. Exactly the same exact svara that was presented by the Taz. Now, the afilu yud aleph, the afilu chaticha atzma chazeres liyos muteres. Now he asked the same question that the Taz asked. What about the classic halacha of Simin Kuvav? There it says explicitly in exactly this situation, a piece of meat, it absorbs prohibited matter. Let's say, I think there it's blood, and now it becomes usur. And now when it becomes usur, it falls into another pot. And in the other pot, there's 60 times the prohibited matter, but there's not 60 times the prohibited matter, but there's not 60 times the piece of meat. It doesn't matter. It's mutter. The pot is mutter, but the green remains usur. Contradiction here. It says the green is mutter. The hod. I mean, come on, reshim kovav da chatichatz ma'aretz v'isura. My b'makir chatichas ha'iser. Shach's answer is there's no stira. There we're discussing a case where you could recognize the green. You see it. Okay, you can recognize the green. The oz mashlicha. You can throw it away. The case of discussion here in Simon Sadi Bays, the Marish Ain Makir a Zeru Khatikas Lisser. Oh, so then that's why it says Hareze Bottle Beroiv, the Oz Hachatika Atzmach Zeris Lios Muteris, the Kavan Shaino Maino Isamachmas Atzma, Ilamachmas Shabulobo Isser, Ain Lodin Khatiko Haruyal His Chabed Kidl Kamon Simon Koval of Siv Bays. Unbelievable chiddush. There's no din here. Chaticha haruya lehischabe. We learned this last week. We touched upon this sugi as well. Here's the problem. The problem over here is this. Let's assume that this piece of meat. Let's make for argument's sake. Let's assume that he was correct when it says in Simon Kovav, the piece of meat itself is going to remain prohibited. So remember, there are two problems. We have over here the piece of green. The piece of meat has absorbed chaylev. This piece of meat is osur, because this piece of meat does not have 60 times the prohibited chalef. And now it gets mixed into a pot. And in the pot, there is not 60 pieces corresponding to this piece of meat. But there is going to be 60 times corresponding to the chalef. Okay, so what would you ideally do? Take it out of the pot. Take it out of the pot. And all the other 60 pieces are going to be, all the other pieces, the 59 pieces in the pot are going to be mutter. Oh, why is it mutter? But it absorbed flavor from this piece of meat. Well, that's not a problem. Because we don't say chanan b'sha'ari surim. Just because we do not have in the pot 60 times the piece of meat, but being that we have 60 times the chalef, all the other pieces are going to be mutter. But there's one condition. What's the one condition? You take out the piece of meat. Because if you don't take out the piece of meat, every single piece of meat may very well be that piece of meat which is prohibited. So what are you going to say? You don't have to take out the piece of meat because it's going to be bottle beroif. It's bottle. When it comes to bittle piece of meat, it's bottle. I feel chad betray, even if it's two against one, it's bottle. No, you don't say bittle when it's a chaticha haru'uya lehischabet. If you have in a pot one piece of meat that's real lehischabet, that is osur, and you have 1,000 pieces of meat which are mut, one piece is treif. Let's say this piece of meat came from an animal that chazer, or came from an animal where there was no shchita. Out of that very same pot, you have 1,000 pieces of glatt kosher meat. Are you allowed to eat any piece of meat? Are you allowed to eat any piece of meat in that pot? Absolutely not. A chaticha haru'uya lehischabed is not batul afilu be'elef. If the piece of meat is insignificant, it's just chopped piece of meat, and they're not choshev, then bittul, you only need two against one. If you have three pieces of meat, it's mutter. But if the piece of meat is ru'uya lehischabed, it's not batul, even if you have 1,000 pieces of meat. Ain a batul afilu be'elef. So here we have a very, very big problem. Let's review the case. Because we really learned this last time. But here he's bringing out the yisoid, the very, very powerful yisoid. We have here this piece of meat, the green. It absorbed fat, chalef. Chalef is not basar b'cholef. This piece of meat does not have 60 times to cancel the chalef. So the entire piece of meat is asr. This piece of meat falls into a pot that has only 59 pieces of meat, and it gets lost, it gets mixed. We don't know where it is. But every single one of those pieces of meat is ruchaticha ruyi lehischabet, and we can no longer identify. We can no longer identify where the green is. It's mixed in 59 pieces of meat. So technically, this piece of meat remains osur. It remains osur, and the other 59 pieces of meat are mutter. Why are they mutter? Right away, you should ask why they mutter. It's not bottled. Because you have less than 60. The answer is, there's no chanan. Since this is chalev, and it's not basa b'chalev, there's no chanan. We only need 60 times to kneged corresponding to the fat, which we have. So technically, the other 59 pieces of meat are mutter. But there's another problem. Even though there's no transfer of flavor from here to here, since we cannot identify which piece of meat is the green and which pieces are not the green, you cannot eat any one piece of meat because that one piece of meat might be the green, and that green is going to be osur. So there's no bittul when it comes to chaticha ru'i l'ischabi. Along comes the mechaber and introduces us to a powerful yesod. The only time you say chaticha haru'uya lehischabe, the piece of meat that's choshev, is not bot afilu be'elef, is when the piece of meat is osur machmas atzmai. When it itself is a piece of chazer. It itself came from an animal that did not have shechita. But if this piece of meat, the only reason why it's osur is because it has absorbed forbidden flavor, and there was not in the piece of meat itself 60 times to cancel the forbidden flavor, but the piece of meat is not forbidden because it itself is forbidden, we do not say the principle of chaticha haru'uya lehischabed einoi batel afilu be'elef. Therefore, in this case, where it all gets mixed together, it's bottle chad betray, you can eat the entire pot. So this now has become the second answer that we present for the classic question of the chiluk between Simin Sadi Beis and Simin Sadi Vav. In Simin Sadi Vav, when it says that it's osur, you know why it's osur? Because there are the cases where you can identify the green. Here in Simin Sadi Beis, the reason why it's going to be mutter in Simin Sadi Beis is because you cannot identify the green, and being that you cannot identify the green, it's going to become bottle chaticha ruil is chaticha ruil is. We're not going to say chaticha ruil is chadet. It's going to be bottle, and all the pieces of it are going to be mutter. So this is the second answer. The second answer from the shach. Okay, let's go further. Okay, Miu. We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom in the Shach on page Reish Tzadi Aleph. Miu. Chaticha habluy mibasa b'chala. On the other hand, if we have a piece of meat that absorbs basa b'chala, shenesarva b'acheres, ve'ein namakrei ze chaticha asura, ha'chaticha imedes b'isura, ve'ein abetela, afil b'yelef, kol zman, kol shiwur lehischabet, the basa b'chala chashiv isra b'fnei atzma. When it comes to basa b'chala, obviously you don't say this, because if this green was osur, because it's basa b'chalav, so then it's a chefsa di sura. It's a chefsa di sura, and it falls into the pot. Even if you'll have in the pot 60 pieces of meat, and there's not going to be a problem of transferring flavor, it's still, if you cannot identify the piece of meat which has become awesome in basa b'chalav, there's no way you can permit all the other pieces because there's not going to be a din of bittul. So here will be a very big nafkamina between the two answers. Alright, that's how he ends off over here. Now, before we go further, I want to tell you another answer that I saw in the Badei HaShulchan. Okay, the Badei HaShulchan gives another answer. I don't remember who he says it from. And he says the answer is that there in Simin Mitzadi Kovav is discussing the case of min b'she'enoi minoi. And here he's discussing min b'minoi. Now what does it mean min b'minoi? Here it's chelev and basar shenena, fatty meat. So when it's fatty, when the meat is fatty and chaylev is something which is fatty, then we're going to say the being that it's min deminoi, it's bottle. The chaylev itself, the chaylev itself spreads since it's the same type of min. There's an easier transfer of flavor throughout the entire pot. Efshar l'soichta is mutter when it's min deminoi. In other words, again, the case over here is you have the piece of green, and the green, the piece of meat is fatty. It's a fatty substance. Chaylev is fat. Fat fell upon this piece of meat. So it's both the chaylev and the meat are the same type. It's the same substance. Then we say that when this piece of green falls into a pot of meat, the chaylev element, which is the prohibited matter, will mingle very well through the entire pot, and even the piece of meat itself is going to be mutter. Whereas in Siman Kuvav, it's discussing min b'she'enai minai. For example, blood. Blood falls on a piece of meat. Blood and meat is min b'she'enai minai. When it's min b'she'enai minai, you have to have maker haden shishim. When it's min b'minai, you don't need shishim. You only need to have roif, maker hadin. You only have the majority. When it's min b'she'enai minai, being that there's a transfer of flavor, different flavors, you have to have shishim maker hadin. So in Simin Kuvav, that it says that the chaticha atzmus osur is going where it's min b'she'enai minai. It's blood which fell upon the piece of meat, and then that piece of meat fell into another pot. But here, where it says that the piece of meat is going to be mutter when it falls into another pot, it's going where it's min b'minai, and min b'minai is like in this case where it's chaylev falling upon fatty meat. So sach hakol, we take away three answers to the contradiction between the stira in Simin Sadi Beis and Simin Kovos. So anyone ask you, what did you learn today? You learn Talmud, you learn Basim Cholof, you know, the famous steer between Mechaber, Simin Tzadi Beis, and Simin Kovov, Minogeya, Hanan, you see all the, right, the buzzwords. The buzzwords, Hanan, and Hanan, Efshlusoychtoi, the steer, the answer of the Taz, the answer of the Shach, and the answer given by the Badi HaShulchan, you've said a mouthful. You've said all the code words, mastering the sugya, and believe me, it's quite a bit. If you were to say all of this, you're probably ready to get here. You're ready to be halfway to get smicha on your day of b'china. So you're ready. You've said all the code words, all the key sayidos of the sugya of Hanan the Basa B'cholav. Okay, let us see over here on the note on the bottom before we go further. Ein oimim ois test on the bottom of this page. Einam, we do not say achaticha atz v'nas nevel elav as b'cholav mikar b'tuv b'tuv. The Atam Lefi says that we just repeat, so we already read it twice. Lefi Shabbos b'cholav kolechav yachad b'fnei atzmai muter v'rak ha'idei shenispash liyachad osir nimso sheguf ha'bosa kulu nasa chevser shal isser v'loy dover ha'bulu ha'bo yisser. The meat itself, the ayin b'prima gadim, the afilu bosa chayi v'oif b'cholav namir min chanan. Now the prima gadim says, when it comes to Basar b'cholav dirabana. Now this is some important foreshadowing, because we're coming soon to the very long Ramah. The Ramah is going to come and disagree with the Mechaber, and he's going to tell us that we're going to be machmir to say Hanan even b'sha'or isurim. But that you got to take that with a grain of salt, not just a grain of salt, a heaping measure of salt, because even the Ramah that's going to be lenient, we're not so, we know that's going. It's going to be machmir. We're really not so machmir. There are so many exceptions to the chumrah of the Ramah that you can be. You. It's, it really comes out. There are many leniencies. But over here, he's bringing over here down. That right away, first off the bat, when it's this time we say about basar b'cholav, we have another question we have to ask. What about basar b'cholav dirabanan? For example, chicken. Okay, so you're cooking, this can happen in the kitchen. You're cooking chicken, and then you have a piece of chicken which milk, your toddler was sucking his bottle, and then the bottle went on the chicken, and the piece of the chicken absorbs a drop of milk. So in the piece of chicken itself, there is not going to be 60 times the drop of milk. And then somehow that piece of chicken, after it went and absorbed that milk, that piece of chicken fell into the rest of the pot, which has another 20 pieces of chicken. So what are you going to do in this case? If you're going to follow the principle of Hanan, the entire pot is treif. Because the piece of chicken that came in contact with the drop of milk did not have 60 times to counteract the drop of milk. So that chicken leg is treif. It's basar b'cholof. And now when that piece of chicken, that chicken leg fell into the pot, you do not have 60 chicken legs to cancel that one chicken leg. But if you want to look at the volume of milk, then you definitely in that pot have 60 times the volume of the chicken to cancel out the drop of milk that originally fell on the first piece of chicken on that bottom. So what do you do? Well, you'll right away say, well, it's basar b'cholof. Basar b'cholof, that's a given off the bat. Hanan. But it's only basar b'cholof derabbanan. Because Bisar Oif is not the Oirais, it's only Midrabbanan. You say Hanan even when it comes to a Rabbanan, a tough Shaila. So here he writes over here, he brings it over here, Lefisha, Basma Chalav, 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 even the only midrabbanim we're going to be machmir. Masha einkin b'shar yisurim shnivla iser b'chatichas heter af she'ein bo kedei levat lo iser mikol makom ein chaticha nasis nedela ach iser ach osel l'ochla machmas iser b'lua bo. He's going like the mechaber v'luchein im nafl l'makom acher ein tzach samach keneged kol chaticha el keneged iser b'lua bo. So the point, the only real point he made over here is at least that according to the shita of the primogodim, at least according to Mishnah, basa b'cholof, we apply the principle of Hanan even when it's basa b'oif, basa b'cholof dirabon. Okay, let's just start the Ramah just a little bit. Okay, now we don't do too much of the data, just a little bit. Hagah. The words the Ramah are on page Reish Sadi Beis, after we learned the Mechaber, not so fast. This is going to create a real nightmare for the kashrus industry. This Ramah, the kashrus industry would have been very happy if the Ramah did not write these words. Because he creates a very big chumrah in Bittul. V'yei shoimrim, the amrinon, b'chol hoisurim, chaticha, nases nevela. And that creates major, major nightmares for the kashrus industry, because in the world of kashrus, very often, they have ingredients. They have ingredients, and the ingredients are put into to make other products, and the ingredient itself has been made up from multiple ingredients. And the amount of tarfus that may have entered into that ingredient, which is going to be used for something else, is a fraction of a fraction. But in the ingredient itself, it's not bottle. So now the entire ingredient becomes treif, because if you're going to say chaticha nasis nevela when it comes to shori surim, you're going to need 60 times to knock this off. It makes the laws of bittul much more limited than they otherwise would be, as you could imagine. So v'yesha da'afilu b'shori surim chaticha nasis nevela v'chein haninuk poshut, the Ramah says, v'ein l'shanis. Don't be a wise guy. Don't start saying I'm going to follow the mechaber. Now the dafka. Now here he goes to list now for on and on many exceptions. There are so many exceptions. It comes out that it might very well be that there are so many leanings. The dafka. First of all, Moisor Dovak Bechaticha Seter. Number one, you have to know the case. Now this gets a little bit complex. It goes back to something we spent a lot of time on. How exactly did the first piece of meat become aser? It had to be dovuk b'chaticha seter. It had to be cleaving. It had to be in direct contact. Now it means more than that. It means that it was also outside the gravy. Okay, we're going to see in the commentators what this means, and we're really in more of an elaboration of what this means, because this is a complex expression. But it basically means only time we're going to say Hanan is only when the prohibited matter was in direct contact with the piece of original meat outside of the gravy. Oy shachaticha kulo, here's the second part. Oy shachaticha kulo chutz l'roitev, or the piece was entirely outside the gravy. V'nofal oleha isra, and isra fell upon it. Aval im niksa shachaticha min toich roitev. But if part of the chaticha was in the gravy, the ein ha'isser dovuk bo, and the isser was not cleaving to it. Loi amrinon chaticha nases nevela. When it comes to shari sudim, umitztarif kol hakadera levatel hoiser. Umikol makoyim yesh lahachmel eser sechaticha. That piece of it at least should be aser. The chol zeh b'shar isurim, of course, only applies the shari. So let's leave that out. So let's leave that out. Let's just take a quick glimpse to get started in the Ramah. The Ramah ois yud aleph. The Taz. Let's see the Taz ois yud aleph. The Yeshem, some say the af b'shar isurim amrinin chaticha nasis nevela near the af l'shitas hayeshemim the amrinin chaticha nasis nevela gam b'shar isurim mikol mokam enoi elam nidirabonon. So right away we have a Taz that's coming to the rescue. And the first rescue, the first lifesaver is, even if you're going to say, b'sh'or yisurim chanan, don't get carried away, it's only midrabanan. L'may nafgimina, suffik. Every time you have a suffik, suffik deraisa l'chumra, suffik derabanan l'kula. V'nafgimina, the b'suffik yesh l'hakel. Omavur b'sveheter, the af b'isur derabanan, b'inan chaticha nasis nevela, kidasa rashba. Even but okay, that's not a kari. He mentions we say by the rabbanon we say chaticha nas. We just said that, but we're going to be, but it's a sav you're going to be megal. Now let's see these two notes on the bottom. Ois yud aleph mid rabbanon the ilu midiraisa ain't in chanan ella bebasa bechav. That's you have to make that clear. When it comes to deraisa, you only say chanan only by basa bechalav. Ain chidushu b'kiv eger shechich d'gam b'shol yisum mechavi chanan deraisa. Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees with this principle of the Taz. And he says that even when it comes to the Iraisa, there is such it comes to a shari sum, there is Shaykhat in Chanan. On the Mapramagodim, Kosav Dirke Ataz, the Hashach, the Shari sum, Loy Havi Chanan Elam Midrabanan, the Nafkamin, the Lohakal, the Savik, going to Nafla, Enam, Minam, the Nishbach, Nafkamin is when it falls in Lay Namina, the Nishbach, the Ein Yaduim, Hoya Samach Nenkolachatiha, the Savik, the Lakul, the situation will be a Savik, case where it already spilled out, where it fell inside, and then it spilled when it went, then it disappeared, and we do not know the size, the original size, the suffix, the rabbanon, you can be makel. So the bottom line over here is we have learned that it's really, it's machlaikis, the machaber doesn't tell us the rice, the rabbanon, enters the taz, it's the rabbanon, enters the note here and makes it known to us that Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees and says that it's the raisa. And the Prima Godlin takes note of this machlokes, the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he says the Ikur is to follow the Shidas HaTaz that is only midrabanan, and the big nafkamina will be whenever we have a Sofek. There's no way to make a determination at this point in time due to circumstance. We have to fall back on a Sofek drabanan lukula. Ois yud beis. Afilu beis drabanan min chanan ayin pri chodosh. Sifkon te zayin. Shemitzadeh lohokel beis drabanan deloya min chatich nas nevela. That says that you can be makel. Although we do not say chanan by the rabbanon, omnom that by main iser the rabbanon we're not going to say chanan by an iser the rabbanon. In other words, let's say the prohibited matter that falls upon the meat is only also midrav. New example. In other words, there are three madregos. Let's just clarify this point before we conclude. There are three madregos. There is basa b'chalav. That's in the category by itself. Then there is prohibited matter that's minatoira. Chelev. Chelev is also minatoira. Then you can have prohibited matter that's only also midrabanan. There are certain types of chelev, I believe, that are only also midrabanan. So even if you're going to be machmir and say chanan b'sh'ori surim, will you also say chanan by sh'ori surim that are only also midrabanan? That's already a third level. So here he writes, the Prichodesh says you can be makel. When if dealing with category 3, shemitzar lakal b'yisud rabban deloy amin lechadich ras nevela amna pimugadim b'shem z'osuvi disagrees the hissig al Prichodesh v'akosta delechalila lismoich advarim b'zev yafa hefse berubayin lakal delidon kaimon chaticha nas nevela afilu b'yisud midrabanan even by yinissa midrabanan. Alright, we're going to stop over here with the Taz Ois Yud Beis. That's where we're going to stop. Shach Yud Beis. All right.